Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Group and Mutare Hypnosis. Thanks for listening to Ask Dr. Rhonda, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. Our show sponsor is Mutare Hypnosis, LLC, which is located at 60 State Street in Boston, or also available around the globe by Skype. You can find us online at mutarehypnosis.com, MutareHypnosis.com, or phone 617-266-3057. Whew! Enough of that intro. On to the important stuff. I've been working with people, as you know, as a consultant, a trainer, a speaker, in areas of motivation. And it came to my attention this last couple of weeks, I've been working with several executives who tell me they're lacking in motivation. Now, really, it's a choice to decide to be motivated. There are people who are in very difficult situations who somehow manage to stay motivated. But for some reason, we have come to think of motivation as being external to us. So we think that something happens that allows us to become motivated, which is not to say that getting paid is not a tremendous motivation, although I know there have been studies that show that money is not the most important aspect of motivation. And while it's not number one, it's the reason you're going to work every day. You know, that what you're doing there, whether you like it or not, also a choice is that if you didn't get paid, you probably would find something. You'd have to find something else to do to support yourself, your family, those kinds of things. So money is a very important part of that. So for some people, the idea that, especially people who are paid based on their productivity, those folk tend to stay motivated, although not all of them. I've worked with commission-only people who came in late, left early, took long lunches, customers. You may have heard me complain about a service person I worked with a long time ago cutting my hair. Wasn't there at the time we agreed to, wouldn't be there an hour later, never told me, I mean, just, I obviously changed after a bit, but would constantly, when you're in the getting your hair done, would be complaining about lack of money. So motivation is all kinds of things to lots of people, but one of the challenges I've seen lately working with people is they watch people who are experts talk about the importance of finding your passion, which is, of course, actually, it is important, sort of, although I'm one of those people who can be very motivated about things I have to do. And not so much sometimes about other things, but sometimes I've had jobs in other places earlier in my career that I didn't really, maybe didn't like so much, but they served another purpose, because after a fashion, work does not have to be where your passion is. Everybody sit down. Work doesn't have to be where your passion is. I know lots of tremendous musicians who are never going to be able to earn a really good living in music, but they're doing it in other areas. They have other ways, and they're not the trick with some of these folks that I've worked with is to convince them that it's okay for work to be a way you pay your bills. And their passion to be something else. That's okay. Worrying about that or waiting for the things to happen is really challenging for some people. But I want you to think about if you're feeling that you don't feel motivated in some aspect of your life or you're lacking that the kind of thing, is that's a choice. You can choose to be motivated about something that you have to do or something that you want to do. Most people will tell me, I work with lots of weight loss people in my hypnosis business, and they say, well, I don't really like going to the gym, to which, those of you who know me, I say, do you like brushing your teeth? Well, no, I just kind of have to do it. Yes, that's right, the gym or some kind of exercise, you just kind of have to do it. You don't have to like it. What often happens, though, is if we push ourselves to do things we're a little uncomfortable, a little awkward with, if we push ourselves to do them, that's often the barrier that's been keeping us from other areas of success in our lives. So the part where you push yourself a little bit, and sometimes people don't like, they say, going to the gym because they don't know how to use the machines, really, and there's people around them who seem to know what they're doing, and they're much heavier than everybody else who's there, which, of course, is sometimes in their head and sometimes not. But the part where you decide for yourself that you need the exercise and you don't care who anybody else is there is an area that I work with lots of folk on. But for people who are thinking about employment, who have in a way they're stuck or they feel stuck in their current jobs, they don't feel particularly motivated about going to work, a lot of times they haven't thought outside the box that perhaps they have skills and tools available to them that maybe don't go with their workplace, but go someplace else. I was working with an attorney not long ago, claims to hate being an attorney. Well, there's a lot of money that went into becoming an attorney. Bills to be paid, houses, you know, all these other things. And a person's thinking about leaving the field, and frankly, a lot of people do leave the legal field. However, there are lots of areas. It's like saying, I don't want to be a doctor, but there's 75 ways to be a doctor. There's many ways to be an attorney. There's many ways that can work. And this particular person I encouraged to, who didn't like the hourly billing, and I understand some people don't like the hourly billing, but it was, you know, paying them close to $500,000 a year. So, woo-hoo! So my suggestion was to compress the, we worked on compress the work into 4.5 days and do pro bono work in the other 4 hours or 6 hours, however you want to look at it. And this was something that had never occurred to this person, obviously an intelligent, capable, competent person, but the idea that they might draw motivation or inspiration from working with those people pro bono hadn't occurred to them, so it's a slightly different way of finding out motivation. But one of the other challenges of figuring out how to motivate yourself is to make a commitment to do something different. Because a lot of times what if we feel stagnant, it's very often a perspective, but we haven't taken time to consider how things really could be. I mean, currently we're going through a political crisis. Well, it's not really a crisis, and that's part of the challenge. It ain't really a crisis, and civilization as we know it is not going to collapse regardless of who gets elected. But we have this idea that, you know, everybody hates the two candidates. No, if everybody hated the candidates, they wouldn't be the candidates. Hello. Are they perfect? No. Neither candidate is perfect. Neither one is ever going to be perfect. Whoever is running, unlike some of the other countries where they'll say, like Putin will say, well, I got 97% of the vote. Really? Does anybody believe that? No. Now people have free will unless there's no one running against them. Even if there was, here in America, if there was no one running against you, you still couldn't get, you'd be lucky to get 50% of the vote because people just wouldn't go vote. Part of the process of sorting out for yourself is deciding, my point with that is deciding on your perspective because it's not hopeless. You can take small steps and little steps to kind of get an idea of where you are. And you may, if you listen to my other programs, I talk about the importance of learning how to use a map. And not necessarily physically to use a map, although that would help you. Because if your GPS goes out, you know, you're in trouble. It only goes out when you need it. But part of the process of using a map is you need to know where you are and where you want to be. And one of the challenges of people who lack motivation often is they don't really know where they want to be. So, yeah, they might say, I want to be more successful. I want to earn $1 million a year. But, okay, well, how are you going to do that, you know, sitting behind your desk at, you know, Burger King? How are you going to – and you can, you know, go from sitting behind the counter at Burger King to being a millionaire in that food business. You're going to own 4 or 5 franchises, though. That will take you to $1 million. A lot of hard work. But part of the process, the first step I want to encourage people to take up today is to look at getting out a piece of paper and pencil, you know, it's like, I know, it's like a slate and a piece of chalk, but paper and pencil is useful for some things. For some of you who don't have one, you know, handy, I encourage you to get some index cards or something to start jotting down some things, some ideas you have, because you kind of need to sort out the things you like, because that's deciding which direction you want to walk in. Part of that is doing some research and figuring out what things want to go. So you want to take small steps. Well, the first step I want to encourage you to figure out is how to find between 30 and 60 minutes a day to start doing research. Because the part of the challenge is, even though you're intelligent, capable, competent, until we see somebody who's doing what we want to do, most of us don't recognize it. I myself had this experience. I had been encouraged, even though I was at that time a member of the National Speakers Association. I was attending meetings. But that's how I was in the meeting when Les Brown, speaker, not the musician, got up and said something about how he got into the speaking business. And when I saw him do this, in my head I went, I can do that. But if I hadn't put myself in that place to be there, when I saw him do that, I wouldn't have known. So part of the process is going to be taking some small steps to get you out of your bun, get you out of your comfort zone, get you into a place where you can start looking at areas so you can start realizing, well, is this for me or not so much for me? And don't decide based on whether something is hard or not. I mean, I might decide that I want to be an Olympic athlete. At my age, not so much. Now, could I plan on the senior Olympics? Maybe. But I probably had, you know, there's a lot of people who are slightly older than me who are in pretty good shape. I mean, I could set it as a goal, and I could get into much better shape and do all other kind of things, but I was never really a tremendous athlete. So that is probably not an area that I'm going to excel at or spend a lot of time on. But there's other areas that you can start working on or looking at that don't have to be your reason for getting up every day. My point is that the motivation is something that you can learn to do. But planning out how to find half an hour would be better, or half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening, how are we going to work it out? To start gathering information and start doing some self-reflection and thinking about what do I like about my current job? What don't I like? And by the way, there's always something you don't like about your current job. That's how it is. There's always something you don't like. The people who don't like anything about their current job are the boss, and they're ordering the rest of us around. But even then, if they're the boss, they have to do sales. And unless you like doing, there's always something about your job you don't like. Or there's not generating enough money. There's always something. But I want you to set one goal for this week and to sort out a week at a time how to spend an hour. Either, like I said, either half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening, an hour sometime during the day. Your lunch hour. For some people, that taking a lunch hour would be a tremendous move in the right direction. And start gathering information. And the first thing I want you to do is to write, to make a piece of paper, make a column down the middle, write pros on one side and cons on the other. So you're just going to write about your particular job. You don't have to go into detail or a lot of stuff. And things you like about your current job, pros. Things you don't like, go on the other side. And then think about other, and we'll talk in the future about other, how do you translate that information. But you need to kind of gather what do you like, what don't you like. Now, and don't let anybody else tell you about this, because there are people who will tell you that you have a lousy job. No matter what job you have, somebody's going to tell you you have a lousy job. And it may be a lousy job to them. But if it's paying your bills, supporting your family, or helping you move in a direction that does either of them, pay no attention to those people. Those people are the voices of doom. Don't listen to them, which leads me to the second thing that I want to encourage everyone to do is to find inspiration. I listen to uplifting audiobooks. I watch videos on YouTube. I listen to all kinds. I'm an auditory learner, so I tend to like to listen to things. I'll watch movies that have nothing to do with anything going on. Oh, by the way, finding inspiration, if you're thinking about those things, motivation, I would encourage you to turn off the news most of the day. Unless you're in the news business, turn it off most of the day. It doesn't change that much all day long, and it's hard to get really excited about those things unless think about find ways you find inspiration. Go sit outside for 10 minutes a day. If it's at all possible, just sit outside and stare at the woods or stare at a lake or just be outside for a few minutes every single day. So I want you to think about how to do that. If you have any questions or issues, I'm going to move forward with these blog talk programs over time. But I want you to think about moving yourself and that you can choose to be motivated. You have greatness within you that you can activate. So I want to thank you for taking time to listen to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Thanks.